To dive into the latest news and updates from the Vegas Golden Knights, this is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Well, great to have you with us here. The Golden Knights closing in on season number 8. And Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty with you here on this Monday afternoon, the 7th of October. The Golden Knights will begin their 8th season coming up in 2 nights. They start it with a 3-game homestand, of course, Colorado, St. Louis, and Anaheim before heading east for a week. Great to have you with us here on Fox Sports Las Vegas. We've got a lot to get to here today, Shane. The waiver wire was active today involving there were 5 players grabbed off waivers today. 4 of the 5 have Golden Knights ties to them. We're going to get to that in a moment. Before we do, I just want to find out, how was your weekend?
It was great. It was a really good weekend, right? Back in Manitoba.
What did you do?
I was inducted to the Manitoba Hockey Hall of Fame.
Oh, there you go. There we go.
It was, you know what? It was a great honor. You know me and long events.
Not your strong
suit. My patience. But that said, it was great. All my family, my parents were able to come in from our small town, and some friends. And it was just overall a great event, great honor. And now I'm ready to move on to the regular season here.
So did you, you were the last, how many people were inducted? A lot. And you were the last of the
group?
They
only do it every 2 years.
Yeah, so it was a lot of people, but you were, they saved, I'm not going to say they saved the best for last, but they saved you for last.
Yeah, so everybody else got to speak, and you know, by the time you get up there and have to yap yourself and try and wake everybody up.
No, everyone's dozed off at the table.
They're ready for a nap by the time, or ready to get the last call, one of the two.
How long was your speech?
Everybody's you're allocated 5 minutes. So I would say I was probably about, between 4 and 5. I never really time it. It's just like us when we do our live hits. I kind of have a mental clock in my mind of, you know, when I should start and when I should shut up.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have. And you said by the time you got there, people were like, let's wrap this up here.
You know what? It was really good. Lots of support. A tremendous event. And as I said, pretty special for a small kid from Neepawa, Manitoba, a town of 3,500 people. At the time I grew up there, it's grown. It's boomed since then. We're up to about 5,000, almost 6,000.
You're people, getting up there. The kid from Neepawa, I don't think there's any chance he would have thought he'd be in the Manitoba Hockey Hall of Fame.
No, not at all. So, I think, for me it's especially, a great honor to have my parents, my mom and dad there. Yeah. Dad's 82, mom's 80. So it was great for them to share in that experience. My brother, his family, of course, my wife, my one daughter, my other kids were busy. And then a whole pile of friends.
You got a medal. You got a plaque.
Plaque, a medal. A nice vignette, I think, that plays on the Hall of Fame, kind of voiced by Joe Ayala, a friend of mine back in Winnipeg, a longtime radio host, DJ. He's been doing it for years. Great guy. And, it was really good. It's one of those things I don't like to talk about myself a lot. I like talking about other people. It's a good thing we do what we do.
Yeah. Well, that's great, though. That's great stuff. You missed FanFest yesterday.
I did. And that was, I missed 2 preseason games. I missed FanFest.
Missed a lot.
It's the first one I missed here, as we, mentioned in the opening, year 8. It's incredible. Yeah. We're here already. And, the support of this organization still just amazes me, the fan support. And you guys got to be a part of that. How was that for you?
It was fine. It was warm. I will tell you this.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know that. I'm done with 100 here. It's October 7th.
It's been warm a little long.
Darren Millard, for some reason, hosted it. I don't know why you'd have him in that role, to be honest with you. But it was good. Fortunately, I say it was hot. Kudos to all the fans that came out. It was a great turnout. It was a DTS this year for the first time on the lawn. But it was a warm day. I did feel for, people were there a long time in the heat, in the direct sunlight. But it was great. We had a little broadcasters round table that Millard ran it. Myself, Gary, Dan, and Ashley participated in that. Bruce Cusick introduced the team.
I caught some of that stuff.
That was pretty cool. Jeopardy James was there. So he did a little... Cool. Jeopardy, they had 2 different
players
teams.
Have a little fun, players, a little competition.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
That's great.
It was a good event. So and then they kind of, and we get going here on the season, which it's amazing. It's upon
finally.
Us. But it's funny, I say it's amazing, it's upon us, Shane. But the Golden Knights haven't played a game that's mattered since May 5th, right? Since Game 7 against Dallas. So, Kelly McCrimmon mentioned this earlier in camp. it's always what he always used, you know, it's humbling and you when you miss the playoffs. Yep. I think it's also humbling when you lose early, and they're not used to that around here, obviously, coming off the cup a couple of years ago. But it did give guys, I would think, more than ample opportunity, recover, rest, yep, all the surgeries guys had last year. Now you've had a long, long time to get ready for this new season.
Well, and fingers crossed that health remains, right? That's going to be still – it's always a key factor for every team at this point. And important to get through, you know, preseason wins, losses don't matter. To me, the main thing is how do you come out of that healthy? Are your players able to learn? Sometimes you learn more from losses. It's tough to bring your level up to where it needs to be in the preseason, knowing that if you're already on the team, you know, certainly it's big for a lot of guys. We'll get to Tanner Pearson. What it was a very important camp and preseason games for him. But other guys that already know, they're kind of already looking at the Wednesday mark. They've been looking at it for a while for that home opener and to kick off the regular season. So, yeah, excited to get there. And you mentioned, yeah, the Golden Knights, it reminds me of 2 years ago, right, coming out of missing playoffs and then, of course, winning the Stanley Cup. You hope that you can have the same result, but you know, you listen to everybody around the league, and there's not a lot on Vegas. And, no. And I think they're a team that loves to prove themselves. Certainly, there's been a few changes. I really like what they have on this lineup. Certainly, there's some chemistry that will need to build as they go along. But strength of defense and goal, and Bruce Cassidy's mentioned they're going to lean on that early as everything else sorts it out. I think, you know, a tough loss in their last preseason game, but able to score some goals to get the offense going, which is the positive there. The other side of it, and we talked about it this morning, you know, last year they had trouble closing out some games. And I think sometimes, yeah, okay, you lost that. You'd rather lose a preseason game. Okay, now we got to learn from it. We were able to score. Unacceptable the way it ended. Make the corrections and make sure it's on point here when the regular season hits.
They hadn't given up, Shane, much of anything in the first five preseason games in terms of goals against. Yeah. And you know, Bruce Cassidy talks about they want to be the best five-on-five team goals against in the league, and something they really pride themselves on. And to your point, you know, this losing leads thing was an issue last year. Yeah. You know, they did kick away a fair amount of points. Maybe best to get it out of their system now, and hopefully it's something you can learn. You know, so you were at your event in Winnipeg, and, you know, we were lucky enough to get a few games off in the preseason, so Dan and Gary did the game on TV. Yeah. So for the first period the other night.
You're saying it's their fault?
Yeah, I am. I was trying to say it more delicately.
Okay.
No, but for the first period the other night, I watched with Darren Millard and Jeff Sharples. Yeah. They were up at their perch in the corner, and I'd never really watched from up there, so it was pretty cool to get that perspective. Second period, I go downstairs, and Ashley's doing whatever she does for the show, and she's standing at ice level. So that's pretty cool because I don't get that. You're between the benches a fair amount, but for me to see the size,
it's at a different level.
So second period, I'm down there bothering her, and then I said, well, you know, time to go home. Yeah. So I click on the radio, and Brian McCormick's doing the game with Darren Elliott. It's 5-3. Everything's fine. I get in the house. I'm going to watch the end of the game. Okay. Now maybe I'll watch overtime. There was no overtime. Yeah. They never got to overtime. 5-4, 5-5, 6-5. Back with the postgame show after this.
And here's the thing when I think of a player. You know, you're into your final 5 minutes of preseason. You're like, all right, let's get through this. And I said, let's get through this healthy. Certainly the coaching staff is thinking, let's lock this down. Let's play the right way. Player's mindset, I think you're a little more reluctant at that point to dive in front of a shot. At that point of preseason, recognizing that, we're just about through this preseason into the regular season when these points matter. So, you know, a little bit of that comes into play. Certainly, they probably went over some things, make adjustments. It's done. Preseason's done. I've never seen a team that won all the preseason games determine how they're going to do the next year. Yeah. It's just part of the process for these guys to get their timing, to get their game legs back, get back up to pace, get up to speed, learn some things, look at chemistry, look at combinations for the coaching, evaluation for management and the coaches. All those things go into preseason. But Wednesday is when you want everything ready to go and these guys making sure their game plan's set.
The only downer, I guess, of the preseason has been, Shane, that is the status of William Karlsson, right? He did not practice today. We were taking a peek out on the ice before we came over to the studio here. So the lines the Golden Knights ran today at practice, Eichel with Stone and Barbashev, Hurdle Dorofeev Holtz. They had a heck of a game the other night, right? That line, 9 points, Dorofeev.
And really first line to get, you know, sometimes you wonder. They put them together one game, and wow, all of a sudden you have something there. So that'll maintain that way, at least for the time being.
Kind of the instant chemistry, right?
Exactly.
The third line was today, anyways, was Wah with Brisson and Olofsson, and then fourth line was Howden between Pearson and Kolesar. So we, you know, you wonder here with an eye towards Wednesday. Carlson has not played in any of the preseason games. You know, it's you know, then you wonder,
or practice.
You know, there's certainly times where guys will skate on their own. Mm-hmm. You know that to if they're getting, you know, rehabbing, whatever the issue.
It's kind of step one, and then step two is to get into practice.
But it hasn't really done much with the team, I guess, is the point. So, you know, they've got this 3-game homestand. You know, does it make sense to? Sure, would you love to play Wednesday? I don't know. You get 81 games after that if he's whatever he's dealing with. So, but just a vital part of this team down the middle, and we've seen that now for 7 years. So see if he's ready or not by the time Wednesday comes along. I mentioned the waiver wire. So the Golden Knights had 3 players, and it's all public knowledge on the waiver wire.
Yeah, every team had to be cap compliant, bound to the roster.
Tanner Lozinski, Zach Aston-Reese, and Jonas Rönnberg were put on waivers. Zach Aston-Reese gets claimed by Columbus, so you were saying good for him.
Good opportunity for him, right? Veteran of over 300 NHL games, gets a chance with another team. He wants to be up, so certainly in Columbus he'll have that opportunity.
The Golden Knights grab 2 players.
Yes.
Cole Schwindt, S-C-H-W-I-N-D-T, off the waiver wire from Calgary. He was teammates with Nick Hague a bunch of years ago. Nick's final year of junior in Mississauga when he had that huge year offensively. Cole Schwindt was a member of that team most of his career in the AHL. 3 games with Florida, 4 with Calgary, last couple of years with the Calgary Wranglers. And then the other player the Golden Knights grabbed was Raphael Lavoie, who's put up some good numbers, led Bakersfield with 28 goals last year.
Big guy,
6'4", 215, right?
You know, I was reading some about, people talked about, he's kind of got all that skill set. He's a big guy, he can skate, he can shoot and score. He's been able to do it at the American League level. Now it's, you know, can he pull it all together? So I think a great pickup there, and also adds to the depth of the Henderson Silver Knights and Ryan Craig's team.
So the other piece of the puzzle that we just got a little kick out of, there were 5 players that were involved on waivers today. 4 of the 5 have Golden Knights connections. We just told you the 3. 1 they lose, 2 they grab, and the other is Yuri Patera, who went to Boston on waivers and then right back to Vancouver after the Bruins signed Jeremy Swayman to the big deal. So 4 of the 5 players on the waiver wire today at Golden Knights.
A lot of travel
ties
for Patera, but yeah, that's, you know, the team that you get picked from if you go somewhere else gets first reclaim, and Vancouver did that.
James Reimer's the other player.
Yeah.
The fifth, no Golden Knights ties, but goes from, he was with Buffalo, they were just in Prague, right, to open the season against New Jersey, and now he's heading.
They got a great trip
to the West Coast, to say the least. So, anyways, that's the latest. Golden Knights pick up a couple of players on the waiver wire, Cole Schwindt and Raphael Lavoie. They lose Zach Aston-Reese to Columbus, and that's where we stand right now. The Golden Knights getting ready for a new season coming up here. Great to see Tanner Pearson earn himself a contract, Shane. Coming, you know, veteran guy, 2 injury plague years, comes here and makes this team.
Yeah, I love to see this. Credit to him. You're talking about a veteran guy. Over 600 NHL games. He's won a Stanley Cup. You're wondering where your career is going, and you got to, you know, fight for a job to play more. You know, I was in this once in my career in Boston. Mm-hmm. I joined the mid-season after recovering from a serious injury. And you've got to go in and do anything you can to prove you're valuable. And I thought Tanner Pearson really did. He came in understanding the role of what that fourth line represents here for the Golden Knights. Played really well. No complaining. Put in the hotel. This is a guy that's, you know, been around the league. He hasn't been in the American Hockey League. He's been playing in the NHL and understood the role and what he needed to do to be successful here with the Golden Knights, to find a position, did it, rewarded with a contract, and now here playing alongside Howden and Kolesar. So real credit to him. He played with pace. He looked good. He was smart, really good, strong on the wall defensively, which you want. Great on the forecheck. That's a big part of the fourth line kind of identity here with the Golden Knights. Even though some of the pieces change, the mindset stays the same. They want guys that are responsible defensively, can do penalty kill, and then, you know, try and wear down the opposition's defense.
It's interesting. I think Millard was saying that he was talking to Tanner Pearson the other day, and Pearson ran into Trevor Lewis, his old teammate with the Kings over the summer. And, you know, he's at a point now. Pearson's 32. Yeah, he turned 32 a couple of months ago. Not sure. You know, and Lewis went to a camp on a tryout not long ago and said, you know what, it's an opportunity for you, right? You played in the league. You've been in the league a long time. And, you know, it was kind of that conversation with his old teammate that kind of shifted his mindset a little bit of, well, A, it's Vegas.
You got to work for it, right?
And you got to work and earn yourself an opportunity.
Rewarded. He did, and takes full, you know, grabs hold of the opportunity, basically, is what you want. And all that, certainly you can see he's got a veteran mindset, understanding that. And said a real credit to him, and now he finds himself a Vegas Golden Knight.
Lots more to come here nighttime at noon with Dave and Shane. A reminder for you, fans, don't you wish you could keep up with the VGK right at the touch of your screen? Well, now you can do exactly that with the official mobile app of the Vegas Golden Knights. You can scan, buy, and transfer tickets, also play new exclusive games, access live stats, receive game updates, and so much more. The official mobile app of the Vegas Golden Knights is available now on your smartphone through the App Store and Google Play. As we said, the Golden Knights closing in on the season opener Wednesday against Colorado. Lots more to cover. We'll kind of take a little deeper look at how this team is set up as they head into season number 8. After this on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
And great to have you with us here on the radio, on all of our social media, digital channels as well. Nighttime at Noon with Dave and Shane. A reminder for you, fans, if you're ready to score big on your VGK style this season, check out the Arsenal at City National Arena, the Armory at T-Mobile Arena, or you can always go online to VegasTeamStore.com for all of your VGK gear. Suit up, stand out, and show your pride. Don't forget to check out at VGK Gear on Instagram and X for the latest updates to show your Golden Knights spirit. Hey, the Golden Knights released something earlier today,
yes.
Shane. It's pretty cool. So our great partners at Scripps, our TV partners. Year two with them, by the way. They've been
phenomenal.
So good. So Golden Knights going to have a betting component, which, you know, that's the way it's going, right?
Yep.
Around the league now, which is great. So a betting component for all the games here on Scripps Sports coming up this season will be available to all viewers using your Circa Sports account. So our great friends at Circa and Scripps combining here so that during the first intermission of each Scripps Sports broadcast, both on linear TV, the regular old TV, and streaming on Nighttime Plus, viewers will be presented with real-time game odds and a QR code or button linking to the Circa Sports app. And then bets must be placed prior to the start of the second period and so forth and so on. But
that's the way. Hey,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. We cannot participate.
No, we cannot.
We're not allowed to do those
things. I do have the Circa Sports app.
I do, too.
But that's for NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Were you busy yesterday?
I was busy.
I just forgot yesterday. I totally forgot. Yeah, you had a lot going on. I understand all that.
There's a game tonight.
Oh, that's a good point by you. Good point. Maybe I'll do that. But check it out anyway. So this year, new component for our Scripps broadcast. In that first intermission, you'll have a chance through the Circa Sports app. You'll have some odds there. And great stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff. By two great partners, Scripps and Circa Sports. In terms of this team, Shane, we mentioned there's been significant change, right?
Yep.
From last year to this. And change is part of the game in the NHL. We figured roughly 70 goals they'd have to replace. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just looked at Marsh, Soule, Stevenson, and the Matteo, just for the sake of argument, roughly, I think it's 72. Where do you see those goals coming from? Who do you think you'd look at the most to? And by committee, but
certainly. Yeah. Well, I'll go with two guys we know and certainly healthy and guys who should is Mark Stone, Tomas Hertl.
Yep.
Boom, right there. You know, Stone's certainly had some last year. Hertl didn't have many with the Golden Knights, but he's a guy that should be over both those guys should be over 20 goals in a healthy full season, if not more. You look at what Pavel Dorofeev. Certainly now it comes to guys that have that opportunity to produce and the potential to produce, but it's unknown. I think Pavel Dorofeev is a guy, and certainly everybody saw in the last preseason game the chemistry he had. 13 goals last year, you know, you kind of if you play out his average of games he's played, he could be a 20-goal guy. But you're looking, I think, 15 to 20 from these guys. Alexander Holtz, in a limited role in New Jersey, scored 16. Victor Olofsson has put up three 20-goal seasons. Can he give you – so you look at, can these all – it's even he played down, all these guys give you an extra 15 to 20 goals.
Yeah.
It adds up pretty quickly. Of course, you need, you know, Eichel, who I think is going to produce. And, you know, all that is, you know, relevant to health. And Carlson's out of the lineup right now, so there is some production. I think Nick Waugh has a higher ceiling. You always look for guys to lift up and provide that offense. As we said, the strength of this team, they still want to be a good defending team, certainly early on, as they look for that chemistry offensively. And they'll rely heavy on a veteran, solid one, I think one of the top D-cores in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, and they've gone, you know, pretty much all of camp with Theodore Petrangelo. They put them together. Hague and Hanifin we saw last year with Hague moving to his offside. They were a real good pair. And McNabb and Whitecloud, it looks like for now anyways, Hutton and Korzak would be the extra guys.
Well, eight guys that can play.
Yeah, so they'd go 13 forwards, 13, 8, and 2, right? Yep. 13 forwards, 8 D, and two goaltenders. But, yeah, you know, eight guys on defense that could certainly step in. You know, let's say for the sake of argument, Hutton and Korzak are the extras for Wednesday anyways.
Yeah.
That's depth at a real important position, to say the least. So the and depth down the middle. Let's at some point just put Carlson back in there, quite obviously. You've got Eichel, Hurdle, Carlson, Waugh for the sake of argument. That's pretty good too. You know, the question
really
coming into the camp, we're on the wings. Can you, because you lost a guy off each line, you know? But that remains to be seen. But it's moves here, like, you know, Olofsson, a 1-year deal. Holtz is still a young player. Yeah. Pearson's a good veteran they brought in. You know, some, I don't know, subtly?
I mean, you really know, and that to me is the excitement of it, right? And maybe why a lot of people have overlooked the Golden Knights, because, you know, there is a little bit of, you know, let prove your worth now.
Yeah.
And that's what these guys have to do. But certainly when you look at the skill set, and obviously we get a little more in-close look at them, having watched right through training camp, preseason, seeing them, you know, you see some different, like Olofsson, I think, scores almost every shot in practice. So, can, you know, now you got to translate that to games, obviously. But he's got an elite shot. Dorofiev, he's such a good small area player, the way he can score in different ways. And it said, now can he do it consistently? Holtz, can he take the next step in his career? You know, those are kind of the more unknown, certainly. Healthy Stone, Hurdle, Eichel, all those guys, Carlson that come in, you expect them to produce. That they're that type of player. They're offensive guys that can do it. Barbashev as well, we should throw him at. You know, I think playing with Eichel, he has the potential to increase his goal total as well. So, you know, can all these guys, certainly not everybody's going to have a career year at the same time, but, you know, can you pull your weight and do your job and do it, as you said, collectively as a group here, provide enough offense they need?
Dorofiev, in the last couple of years, you know, we've seen him score goals in bunches. You know, in March last year, he scored 6 goals in 9 games. The year before, he had 5 goals in a 7-game span, and then 7 and 10. You know, seems like he's able to catch fire. 13 goals and 24 points in 47 games. So you say it's kind of, all right, so over 82, that's 20-plus goals. I mean, not to put any undue pressure on him, but he seems like he could certainly, he's due to take another step.
And he's going to get, you know, more opportunity, right?
Right.
Now it's just a matter of that consistency level, which is a tough thing for a young pro coming in. That's the next thing you build into your game, is being able to do it over, you know, a tough 82 grind regular season.
How do you see the goaltending situation working itself out with Ilya Samsonov? Comes over, you know, 1-year deal. Aiden Hill's been, you know, we've documented his injury history, especially last year is a real hard year for him. He's not played more than 40 in a season. How do you see that going? How do you see that unfolding as this year plays out?
Personally, I think it's great. Both these guys have built-in motivation. You know, they said 1 year for Samsonov, Hill in his last year.
They're both up, right?
Both guys.
Unrestricted.
If you were to ask them, they both want to be the guy. I think, you know, they're going to go with a two-goalie system as they have, and I think it's great, but it's going to be okay. Who's playing better is going to get to that point where they'll make the decision. So we've used the term internal competition, and I think it drives teams to be better at different positions, and this is a huge position to have it, and hopefully it does drive that. You want both guys where the decision is hard who to start because they're both playing so well. That's the best case scenario that you want to have is two goaltenders that every time they're in the net, they're playing for that next opportunity to be the guy to get the call. Who starts game one? I don't know. I think only Bruce Cassidy and Sean Burke know the answer to that question. Zaden Hill, just because of his history, probably get the nod for game one. But then what do you have after that? And I know they do draw up kind of two-week plans of, a rotation when you have two goaltenders. Or is it going to be game-to-game here to start and kind of see who's going to grab hold of it earlier?
What an opportunity for Ilya Samsonov, too. A couple of years in Toronto, we talked about, Shane. It's a tough city to play. Yeah. It's tough even. I'm sure when it's going well, it's like most cities, it's fine. But when it's not going well, and he had his struggles last year, yeah. But we mentioned this, 23 wins last year. 27 the year before was the guy in net when they beat Tampa, right, to win their first series in, was that 19 years, 2 years ago. But an opportunity for him still, he's 27, Hill's 28. They're still pretty young guys in the league, but a chance for him to start fresh, right, and a legitimate chance to play.
In a little different market.
Yeah, he played 40 games last year, played 42 the year before in Toronto in a much different market, passionate market, but not the day-to-day, micromanaging of everything like you have in
Toronto. So neither
of
these guys have really played a 50, 55.
No.
Game season.
No.
Samsonov's had probably a little more on the experience side, as you mentioned, has played more games over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But Aiden Hill, won a Stanley Cup here with the Golden Knights. And the potential's there. He's healthy. You want both guys healthy. Go back to that initial comment we say. That's the number one factor here for the Golden Knights. If health's there, and then it's a matter. Then it just comes down to who's playing better at all positions, and they have a deep lineup.
And Akira Schmidt's had a good camp.
Akira Schmidt looked really good.
Right? Yeah. He came over in that trade from Jersey.
And it's interesting,
Fultz.
All this depth, I think Henderson has improved a ton.
Ryan Craig will be a happy man.
He's
to say the least.
Certainly they've bolstered, having that depth. And certainly you like to have that depth in a strong team down there, and it's great to have the call-ups. You just don't want too many of them.
No.
As we've seen in the past.
They've had more than their
It's great
share.
To take a look at these players, but at the same time.
Well, nighttime and noon here with Dave and Shane. We've got still a lot to cover here. We're expected to be joined by one of the newest Golden Knights, Alexander Holtz, before the show is over. We might even hear Bruce Cassidy's press conference today. We'll see. Maybe if that happens. Bruce, has he met with the media yet? Do we know that here? Justin, Amber, do you know what's happening? Has he had his press conference? Not sure. Thanks for your help.
That's why we have the best here to help us out, I'll tell you. Just
top heavens.
Notch.
How do we even get on the air? But lots more to come on this Monday, heading into the regular season opener Wednesday on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Live from City National Arena, this is Nighttime at Noon on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty with you on this Monday. Fans, if you can't get enough hockey, well, be sure to go to Lee's Family Forum. It's the place for you, home of the Henderson Silver Knights, and you'll be able to get even more hockey. The team kicks off their preseason with a pair of home games. They've already had a pair of home games against Tucson over the past weekend, and regular season be right around the corner. Go to hendersonsilverknights.com to get your tickets today. And Lee's Family Forum, great spot, one of the best rinks in the AHL. Oh.
I didn't have rinks like that.
Not
in American
a chance.
Hockey League.
Not a chance. But the home of the Henderson Silver Knights, and they'll be getting their season going here in the not too distant future. The NHL itself, Shane, kicks off tomorrow, right, with a couple of games on.
Was it already kicked off?
Well, yeah, in North America.
Okay,
in North America, that's right. How about that? So Buffalo, Jersey.
Poor Sabres.
Not
fans.
The start that Lindy Ruff was looking for going back to Buffalo.
They're trying to
both.
End, what, 13 years
in
the playoffs? Longest run right now.
Just not ideal. Good for the Devils, right? They win back-to-back.
Sheldon Keefe, new coach.
Sheldon Keefe, one of a lot of new coaches in the NHL this year, to say the least. Good gig if you can get it, but the job security sometimes is overrated. But anyway, the league starts tomorrow. Let's see if I get this right. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Is that right, Shane?
That's correct.
St. Louis Blues, they play tomorrow. Looks like it. Bruins play the Panthers. All right, Amber, thank you. And the Chicago people play the Utah Hockey Club. So those are your three games tomorrow, but that certainly the Bruins-Panthers one. Rematch of, I've had a couple of emotional series over the last 2 years, and the Panthers coming off winning their first Stanley Cup. They'll open tomorrow at home. They'll raise their Stanley
Cup. Who starts in goal there?
That's a good question.
Yep.
I think Bobrovsky is going to be able to.
Swayman.
Yeah.
He hasn't played.
I know. Cam Neely's comments. Somebody made the point earlier today that looks like that kickstarted things because it was just sitting there.
It looked very planned to me.
Yes, there's no question. I think that's, the 64 million reasons, whatever it might be. But, yeah, he hasn't played.
He's got more than that many reasons.
Yeah, 66, right? But hasn't played at all in the preseason. No. Nothing. But anyways, the season opening tomorrow with 3 games. Golden Knights get going against Colorado and on Wednesday here, and then St. Louis Friday and Anaheim on Sunday. Then the team heads east. Washington, Tampa, Florida. Right, coming up next week. It's been kind of a bummer of a preseason, Shane, in terms of some of these injuries.
Oh, crazy.
Right? Golden Knights have, knock on any wood you can find, but, Carlson dinged up, not sure if he's going to play Wednesday.
Well, that wasn't from preseason.
It was kind of, camp and not in a game. Yeah. And some of these other ones with Celebrini out,
yes,
and Panarin just coming back.
Well, we saw Doughty in the first game.
Broken ankle.
Line A.
Right on down the line.
Yeah.
Like, just, you never want to see it. I remember we said this when we saw Drew Doughty go down last week. But, man, it's got to be just infuriating for, you look at, an organization like Sharks that, they're trying to build this here, right? And all that, they finally get the first overall pick. They get Celebrini out of Boston University, and he goes down in the preseason game. I don't know where.
Well, that's why there's all that discussion now about preseason games, and we heard the proposal to add a couple of regular season, get rid of some of the preseason games. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But man, it's tough. It's a tough one to swallow. Panarin, good news for the Rangers, is back at practice today. He had a lower body situation going on,
but I think they lost Jimmy Vesey and Lindgren. So it seems like. Yeah, knock on wood, the Golden Knights here as they get set for regular season, outside of Carlson, healthy group, which is a real good sign. And, get rid of the win. Who cares about the wins and losses? To me, that's the biggest and number one win you want to have.
Yeah. Well, the Golden Knights said pretty much got through the preseason relatively unscathed. But things to kind of look at. You've got, Florida coming off winning a Stanley Cup. You've got the Utah Hockey Club. First time, Salt Lake City. It's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. We broadcasted a couple of games over the years with the Kings in that
Delta,
the freeze out, the preseason thing at the Delta Center. I know they're going to make massive renovations to that building over time, but we kind of talked about this when we did the preseason game against Utah. I think, if nothing else, that finally the drama surrounding Arizona.
Well, in a good
where
hockey market,
play,
right? We've done VGK road trips through there.
Exactly,
it's unfortunate they've got a new team to cheer for. Certainly you hope a lot of those people that have followed us over the years in Utah are still Golden Knights fans, but understandably so, it is a hockey market. I think Arizona as well, they just didn't have a building to play in.
And we've got 55
right
of our games now.
Yes,
be
so now, they can watch the Golden Knights and become the – the real desert team.
But to finally have that put to bed, where are they going to play? It wasn't feasible to stay at Arizona State. So now you've got Ryan
for
Smith
the players
and his group
too,
in Salt Lake City.
Just to feel like they're in the NHL now.
Yeah,
It'll be interesting what they can do. A lot of talent there. Clayton Keller getting named the new captain.
Yeah, so that'll be great, right? They've got a fresh start there in Salt Lake City. Hop, skip, and a jump for the VGK to jump up there, literally. And so that'll be good to see this year. Max Pacioretty, former Golden Knight, he signed a one-year
deal. Another PTO like Tanner Pearson went in and was able to capitalize on it. So,
a lot of things coming up.
Another guy who dealt with injuries and still trying
Achilles
to
Achilles 2 years in a row, but obviously a veteran guy we saw here for a few years that certainly knows how to score, to say the least. So, lots of different things to keep an eye on as the league gets moving here. And, you mentioned that you made the point earlier, Shane, you don't hear, and I guess I understand it, and I think this team probably likes it. Nobody's talking about them.
Nope. I think they're the best because they understand, they're confident. And that's a great thing about, what was built in this organization from day one. Expectations are to win every year, and that's what you want to have. And certainly the pieces are there. You know, obviously there's in-season changes, but, you know, I look at, you know, you got a couple of goaltenders that we talked about, their defense down the center, and then the potential of some of these guys to really have breakout seasons. That's the excitement for me. Certainly, you know, there's some players that have been here a while that have moved on, but in that case, you've got to inject some youth in there. And, you know, one of them we're hoping to talk with is Alexander Holtz and what he can do. This was a, you know, high draft pick. It's not like, and young guy who still scored 16 goals last year and, you know, fell out of favor with the head coach, in New Jersey, but kind of a new lease here for him. Great opportunities. Fit well. As mentioned, that last game with a guy like Tomáš Hertl, who can create a lot of space, and Pavel Dorofeev, two guys that are really strong on the puck down low. And Holtz has got a great shot. He's got a ton of speed, skill. So it's a chance for him to really kind of, you know, establish himself here as a prominent, you know, top six, top nine guy in the NHL.
Two players, Shane, that, you know, use the phrase fell out of favor with a coach. You've got Alexander Holtz, who was in New Jersey last year and just didn't seem to work.
Yeah.
And Victor Olofsson.
Victor Olofsson.
In Buffalo. Wasn't working out there either. But, you know, had one power play goal all year. Didn't really play power play. Played a lot of fourth line.
After only 28 the previous season.
Career high in goals.
Talk about
before.
A quick turnaround falling out of favor. Like,
yeah.
This is a guy that, yeah, you know, 320 goal seasons. And, yeah, just and it happens, unfortunately. So, you know, sometimes it's, you know, more of a mental mindset to get your game back to where it needs to be. And that's what they're hoping. You know, him and Eichel do have some past chemistry. That those lines have shifted around Bruce Cassidy. It doesn't say it may not go back to looking for that. What I like on the power play is he really establishes a one-time shot off that half side on the one, you know, option across from Eichel. The power plays look good with, you know, the top unit, Theodore, Eichel, Hertl, Stone, Olofsson, and you're still leaving a lot of talented players for the second. So the power play in area, we talked about closing out leads, the power play looking to be much better this year, and Olofsson can have a piece of that. If you really have you know, an element on your power play where you're dangerous from the both half-well positions with Eichel and the shot of Olofsson, two guys you can create shots that might open up more than the down-low plays with two big men and Stone and Hertl. And, of course, you know, Theodore, you could throw Hanifin, Petrangelo. They've got guys that can do it, that can run the top of that power play. So there's lots of options for Bruce Cassidy, not only in special teams, but there's lots of options. We said these lines, how they start out, they may move around a bit here in the first little bit as they try to find the exact combinations that are going to be key for them.
We will step aside. We're expected to be joined by one of the newest Golden Knights, Alexander Holtz, on Nighttime at Noon as we roll on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
We're back to Nighttime at Noon on your home for the Vegas Golden Knights, Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Golden Knights fans, be sure to mark your calendars because everyone's one of the most favorite events of the year coming up, the Golden Knights Team Annual Charity Gala, back and better than ever if you're ready for a night of glamour, fun, and opportunity to support our local community. Then this is the event for you. The Golden Knight Gala will be held at Fontainebleau. Shane, have you been to Fontainebleau?
I have yet to be there.
Okay, you're going to be there soon, you and I. I think we're running there. Are we emceeing this thing, Fontainebleau?
You are.
You're not there?
No.
Are you busy?
I'm busy.
Oh, it's unbelievable. If you can make a few of these events, yesterday you were busy, now you've got other things. This is unreal.
I have a busy year.
Fontainebleau, like, we're all busy. Take a look. This is incredible. Fontainebleau, for the first time, Shane won't be there. So the crowd.
I'm sad.
This will actually talk about addition by subtraction. Attendees will experience live entertainment as well as appearances by VGK players, coaches, and front office staff. Tickets are on sale now, starting at $500. So don't miss out on this dazzling night. For more information, head to the VGK website, and we'll see you there. At least some of us will be there. At Fontainebleau.
The important people will be there. I wouldn't put my name in that category.
No, good point by you.
Gary Lawless will be there.
Oh, heavens. Yep,
Darren Millard. Ashley Weiss.
People will be streaming to the exits. We are waiting on Alexander Holtz. We'll see. Who knows? They have practice. They have meetings. Yes. They have lunch. So hopefully he's able to join us here. So I did some detailed research, Shane. We're talking about the Golden Knights, and you know, it's a little different look, especially up front this year.
Yeah.
But the 2 years under Bruce Cassidy, their starts to the season have been fantastic.
So
last
important.
Year, almost identical. 15 games in last year, 12-2-1. 2 years ago on their way to the Cup, 13-2.
Yeah.
Pretty much identical 2 years. You know, and especially last year. Well, I'll back it up.
And that goes to my point. Do you remember what their preseason record was?
No, neither not a chance. No. I couldn't tell you anyone's preseason record in the history of sports. So, but 2 years ago, they had the great start. A little bit of a dip in the middle when they started to get hit with the injuries, and then out of the All-Star break,
crazy
took off. Last year, they really rode that good start for a good chunk of the rest of the season,
which speaks to the importance of it. Yeah. You know, we know that stat by American Thanksgiving. You know, the teams that are in playoffs, usually majority of them are there at the end of the year. So, you know, start's so important, and you know, I think it's all about preparations. Well-run camp, they look like they're ready to roll. Oh, and speaking of ready to roll,
come on in. This is live radio, live streaming, live on the interwebs. And we are joined happily so by Alexander Holtz. Alexander, thanks for doing this. Let me give you a little. There you go. Now we can actually hear you. This is great. I'm Dave. He's Shane. Yeah. And you're Alexander, but you knew that. How's Vegas been so far? What's the experience been like here? First camp heading into first season with the VGK.
It's been awesome so far. Yeah. Just getting here the first day, see the facility and all the stuff that comes with it. All the guys have been super welcoming and getting me into the group, and the staff has been awesome so far, so I'm really excited to get the season going.
Are you excited about the season? Look at that, you know, last preseason game. We won't look at the end result, but your line, playing with Hurdle and Dorofeev, kind of instant kind of chemistry there for you guys, it seems like. How has that been, and what do you admire about playing, especially with a veteran like Tomas Hurdle down the middle?
No, it's been awesome. I've been playing with Hurts the whole camp, so yeah, it's been really fun, and yeah, it's been helping me a lot out there, and yeah, I feel like our games has been a good complement for each other's, and it was nice to have Pau on the line last game, and he got a hat trick, so that's always a good sign.
So when you get traded, I always wonder this, Alexander, when guys get moved, sometimes you see it coming, sometimes it's out of left field, if you will. Where did it fall when you were traded by New Jersey to Vegas?
It was kind of like a mix. Like, I thought I was going to get traded, like, at some point, but I didn't never really know, like, when. But, yeah, when I got the call, it was, yeah, like you said, it was, yeah, a little bit mixed. But when I heard I was coming here to Vegas, I was super excited. So, yeah, it's an awesome opportunity for me, and I'm really happy to be here.
What have you, from afar, you know, from being, you know, you're, you know, 3,000 miles away in New Jersey, but you're a hockey fan. I'm sure you keep an eye on the rest of the league. What did you make of what was going on in Vegas here the last few years? And now you're a part of it.
No, I feel like it's been a really cool process so far since, yeah, the team got here and, yeah, they won the cup and everything. So, yeah, it's been awesome. And, yeah, hopefully we can get another cup here. Yeah.
So what have you been able to experience in Vegas? Do you have any favorite spots yet? Or is it all still new to you, still trying to adjust to the city?
Yeah, I'm still trying to adjust to the city a little bit. I'm a huge golfer. So
I was going to say, do you golf?
Yeah, I golf a lot. So
you're in the right spot.
I think maybe my second day when I got here, we golfed at Wynn. So, yeah, that was a pretty cool experience. But, yeah, hopefully I got more to see.
What's on the wish list? Is there anything?
Ooh.
Shows, concerts?
Not really. I used to, like, yeah, see the
What's your music? What do you like?
I like pretty, like, deep techno. So, yeah.
All right, same as Dave.
I don't know what that means.
No, but I, like, listen with that with my boys back home. So, I go to concerts back home. I don't know if they really have it over here.
They have everything here.
Yeah, they're probably
whatever you want. It's all here. Who's helped you the most as a teammate, like, in terms of, like getting settled, where to live, where to go? Who's been the most helpful?
Stoney and Eichel reached out to me like pretty fast when I got traded, and I asked them a couple questions. I texted with Briss. Briss has been the same age as me, so yeah, it's been easy. On the ice since I got here, I told you guys before Hurdle, it's been a huge help, and yeah, I feel that all the guys are very helpful and very welcoming.
Who has surprised you the most to see in practice with that their skill set or anything? Is there anyone in particular?
I think Eichel. Yeah. He's super skilled. just the way he handle himself off the ice.
Doesn't look as fast as he's moving, but he's flying.
He's flying, and he's super professional, so it's really cool to see.
What's it been like in terms of, you know, you do a lot of video, and, you know, this is how the Golden Knights are going to play. What's that been like? Who's, you know, who have you sat down with to, you know, this is our system, and this is how we go about playing?
Yeah, I've been sitting with the coaches a lot, talking with them, going through the systems, small stuff. So, no, it's been really good so far, a lot of help, so yeah, like I said before, I'm really excited to get the real season going.
The golf thing, but I should a handicap. What are you playing at these days?
I'm a seven, so yeah. Whoa. I got a lot of rounds in the summer.
It changed
so.
To seven. Are you a seven?
Six.
Somewhere
in there.
I'm like a 14.
Should be better, though. Yeah, I play so
I'm a solid 220.
But I've had a lot of surgeries. So I'm like the bionic man put back together on the golf course. So, all right, we're just about – so what's the most exciting thing? You've gone through Fan Fest now. You're going to have the gold carpet. You're going to have opening night. Anything in particular looking for or just to getting it going?
I think probably, yeah, the gold carpet, the first game experience, opening night here in Vegas has all been really cool to see. So, yeah, it's excited to be a part of that. Yeah. And, yeah, have my mom and dad and my girlfriend in town. It's going to be super awesome. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
They haven't been to a game here either?
They got here. They flew in. Got here at the second period of the Sharks game, so they got to see.
They're in
for a better experience.
Yeah, to say the least. Well, that's great. Well, it's great to have you here. Welcome to Vegas, and here's to a great season for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank Alexander Holtz joining us here on Nighttime at Noon as the Golden Knights will be getting going here coming up just two short nights away on Wednesday when they take on the Colorado Avalanche. So great to have a few minutes with him.
Really good. Are they getting younger or are we getting older?
Both.
Okay. I'll just make sure.
The time
great
is
young,
just
great
fly
young man,
by.
Boy. And it's one of the reasons I'm excited this year. The youth that's getting injected, the potential they have, talented, skilled, excited. You can feel the energy to go out and prove yourself. And there's a lot of that, which, that carries through a room. An organization, sometimes when you inject that excitable youth into there, it can revitalize some of the older players.
Yeah, the veteran guys.
The veteran players.
One quick note on our behalf, Shane, right? If you're not busy tonight, head to Big Dogs. Right? Yes. We're going to launch our What the Puck Hazy IPA, all the proceeds to benefit the great people at Three Square. So 6 to 8 tonight, Big Dogs up on Rancho will be there. And by all accounts, it's a great tasting beer.
So come say hi.
Come see us. And thanks for joining us here today for the Golden Knights. They got going against Colorado.
It's
going
to be a tough
Wednesday.
Task.
Get Colorado out of the gate. Blues will have played.
Reigning MVP coming to town.
Yep, no question.
And pretty good defenseman, too.
Yeah, it's built itself into one heck of a rivalry here over the last over the last several years. So right out of the chute, the Golden Knights and the Avalanche. Then the Blues are here on Friday. The Ducks are here on Sunday. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great to get
going. Easy games. Like talking about St. Louis, they're looking to get back again. Made some changes. Anaheim, you expect to be better. All these teams, every night's a tough one to win, but they're trying to get off, as you said, to a third straight season of a great start.
Yeah, they've had great starts here under Bruce Cassidy each of the last 2 years. We'll see if they can do it again this year. Our thanks to Justin, Amber, Ron, and Ruben for helping us sound better than we actually are. Here on Nighttime at Noon, we'll talk to you soon enough, and have a great day on Fox Sports Las Vegas.